Welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today, we are going to delve into the fascinating world of permaculture and how you can use its principles to design a self-sustaining garden. Permaculture, a term coined from permanent agriculture, is a design system for creating sustainable human environments. It's not just about growing food, but also about how we can create sustainable, green, and productive spaces that have the resilience of natural ecosystems. Let's start with the basics. The first principle of permaculture is to observe and interact. This means that before you start designing your garden, you need to spend time observing your space, understanding the patterns of sunlight, wind, water flow, and the existing flora and fauna. This will help you to design a garden that works with nature rather than against it. The second principle is to catch and store energy. In a garden, this can mean anything from planting trees to provide shade and reduce energy consumption, to installing rainwater tanks to catch and store water. It's all about making the most of the resources that are naturally available to you. The third principle is to obtain a yield. This means designing your garden in a way that it produces something of value to you. This could be food, medicinal herbs, or even just a beautiful space to relax in. The fourth principle is to apply self-regulation and accept feedback. This means being open to changing your design if it's not working and learning from your mistakes. It's also about creating a garden that can regulate itself as much as possible, for example, by using plants that naturally repel pests or by creating a balanced ecosystem where every element supports the others. The fifth principle is to use and value renewable resources. This could mean using solar power, composting your kitchen waste, or using gray water for irrigation. It's about reducing your reliance on non-renewable resources and creating a garden that can sustain itself as much as possible. The sixth principle is to produce no waste. This means designing your garden in a way that every output can become an input for something else. For example, you could use fallen leaves as mulch or use kitchen scraps to feed your worms. The seventh principle is to design from patterns to details. This means starting with the big picture, the overall layout of your garden, the major elements like trees and water features, and then working down to the details, like the specific plants you choose. The eighth principle is to integrate rather than segregate. This means creating a garden where all the elements work together and support each other, rather than being isolated. For example, you could plant flowers that attract beneficial insects next to your vegetable patch, or use chickens to help control pests and fertilize the soil. The ninth principle is to use small and slow solutions. This means starting small and gradually building up, rather than trying to do everything at once. It's also about valuing slow, sustainable growth over quick, unsustainable solutions. The tenth principle is to use and value diversity. This means using a wide variety of plants and animals in your garden to create a balanced and resilient ecosystem. The 11th principle is to use edges and value the marginal. This means making the most of the edges of your garden, which are often the most productive and diverse areas. It's also about valuing the marginal, the unusual or overlooked elements that can often be the most useful. The 12th and final principle is to creatively use and respond to change. This means being flexible and adaptable and being willing to change your design as conditions change. So there you have it, the 12 principles of permaculture and how you can use them to design a self-sustaining garden. It's a fascinating and rewarding approach to gardening, and I hope this podcast has inspired you to give it a try. Remember, permaculture is not just about creating a beautiful garden, but also about creating a sustainable and resilient environment. So why not give it a try? You might be surprised at what you can achieve. Thank you for joining me on this journey into permaculture. I hope you found it as fascinating as I do. Until next time, happy gardening.